All right, time for another edition of Truth with 10 here at the ballpark. And look who we have here. It's been a while. Adam Jones, how are you?
How you doing, Hollander?
I'm doing well. How are things with you? How's that shoulder?
Shoulder is good. I know you miss being around here daily. I miss seeing you daily, man.
I appreciate that. I know it hurts. One day again. How hard was it for you to miss games? I mean, that is something you just haven't done in a long time. Well, no DL trip, we have to note that.
No DL, but, you know, it was tough because, obviously, you know what I love to do on the field. I love to play. But it was something I had to go through, and I had to make sure it was healed. But here's the good thing is we had David Lowe filled in center field and did a terrific job defensively, and he hit two or three home runs in that stint. I remember the one in Boston. He got our offense going. We ended up scoring six or eight runs that game, and, you know, it's a good thing that we have the depth that we have. You know, obviously, I pride myself on playing every day, and Showalter does that too. And, so, and the guys count on me to do that. And, you know, I felt that me not playing, you know, let the guys down a little bit. But having the guy we have with D-Lo, going out there and manning center field while I was healing, ain't nothing better than that.
Is it hard for you to watch the game when you're not playing? Is it hard for you to sit in a dugout and just take it in?
It is, but yeah. It's what I got to do. I just became a cheerleader. I rooted on my teammates, and just that's all part of the game. You know, when you know there's guys that don't play every day, and you know when we score a run or do anything, they're the first ones cheering, the first ones rooting us on. So that's you just become a cheerleader. You know, help where I can help. If someone asks me, you know, defensive stuff, I can help. If someone asks me about a pitcher, hopefully I can help. If you know they just need a cheering section, hey, I'll be there for them. But when you're not playing, you have to do something to help the team.
I saw you yesterday imitate your manager, Buck Showalter. I've always thought of you as a great mimicker, a great imitator of people. Does that take time to study? I mean, you had every mannerism down, every facial expression, how Buck touches his face, giving signs, how you had your legs crossed. It was perfect.
Oh, I got Buck down. Oh, yeah, Buck down to a T. And Caleb Joseph got JR. So me and him, we did it yesterday.
That was pretty good.
It was pretty good. I got Buck. I really got Buck. And Kirby, obviously. He's the easiest one to get.
You've had that one for a while.
Yeah, that's a classic. If someone really wants to laugh, that's my go-to.
You're very good at picking up on things. You call out what I'll wear to certain days. You know that way in advance. You'll call out questions in advance. You anticipate things. You're very good study of those sorts of things.
I mean, this is my field. This is my workspace. So I make sure that I know what's going on around here. You know, I notice the media. I see what you guys own. I know when you guys wear three things in one week.
Not me. That's not me.
I'm just saying. I know when it happens. But, I mean, I'm not going to say anything or call anybody out, but just know that I know everything that goes on in the clubhouse because, you know, my clubhouse. You know, not in an arrogant way, but just, you know, just a place where, you know, I try and lead this Orioles team to a W on any given night.
And that is the truth with 10. Let's get to the Twitter questions here. Shannon writes in, you can play one video game one more time the rest of your life. What video game are you choosing?
Mario Kart.
Super Nintendo?
I might go 64 because they got more levels.
Yeah, it's a good one. Chris Bush writes in, who's more fun to chat with in the outfield, Markakis or Chris Davis?
Well, Markakis is like talking to a wall because he just never said anything. I tried to get it. I tried to talk to him, but he never wanted to say nothing. Even during pitching changes, he never said nothing. CD is good to talk to. I like talking to Delman. I like Delman the best. He's not an option, but I go option C, Delman.
And then someone tweeted in about Manny Machado's maturity and development over these last few years. You saw him come up when he was, what, in his teens at the end of 2012, being a key role on a team that won 93 games and got back to the postseason. But tell me about the level he's kind of hit now.
Well, I mean, He's doing something right now that's fun to watch. It's special. You know, he's 22 years old. He's got the world so much ahead of him. But what he's doing right now between these lines is what he should be doing. I remember last year I got on him because of that whole Donaldson incident and all that. And I just had to remind him that, look, you got a job. Your job is to play baseball. You're not a celebrity. You're not a TV star. You're a baseball player. First and foremost, now you're a husband, all that, that's cool. But you're a baseball player. Your occupation is play baseball. Come here, do your job, and that's it. The things that are best for Manny, it goes by the, you know, you don't see it on a daily basis, but having myself and Delman around Manny in scope, for some reason we've been able to to get through to them that, and they listen. That, you know, you, hey, come out and play hard, because they see the way we play. They see the way me and Delman play the game. We play the game hard, and they just take note, because young dudes look up to us, no matter how in close proximity age we really are. Because he's 22, I'm 29. It's not like difference in age, but experience levels are different. And you know, the thing with Manny and Scope falls in this too, is they listen. You know, they're not like, oh, I know it all, just because you're here so young. Most people here young think they know it all. No, these guys are here, they're like, all right, let me listen to some people that have actually been through this and been through the same situation. Because at the end of the day, me and Delman were in the big leagues at 20 also. So we kind of understand the pressures that, you know, not necessarily the team's going to add on you, but not even the fans, but what you probably can add to yourself. That's the hardest thing, is because you're here so young, you want to do so much, and opposed to just do your part. And Manny is obviously not just doing his part, he's going to be up and beyond that.
Last Twitter question, and then we're done with the truth of 10 here. Favorite baseball city to travel to? Let's take the park out of it. The city itself, food, life outside the stadium, favorite one?
I like Toronto.
Passport and all?
No, the passport's not a problem. I don't like their fans, but I like the people. Away from sports, the people are awesome. Just nice. Some of the nicest people I've ever been around. The fans, different story. But the people of Toronto are great.
Fans,
oof. Oof. They can, you know.
Be careful with that Molson, though. That's a dangerous beer.
Ah, Molson. I haven't had that. I usually go Labatt.
Labatt. Adam Jones, Truth of 10. Always a pleasure, Adam.
Anytime, Hollander. You got to make your way down here a little bit more, man.
I will. Second half. Big second half coming up.